Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have a guest again this afternoon, Dean McGriff. And as we go into the hour, I will mention that these programs are on podcast at 1360khnc.com, podcast section to the Present Truth program, every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. The time that we're in, where the world is in a time of transition, every country, all the societies of the world, this country, upheaval, a time of transition, and without the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, chances are it's going to be a difficult time for you. So with that, I'm going to introduce Dean. Dean, please. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back. And I want to talk about a really, really timely and interesting subject for all of you. We're going to talk about two words, testimony and preparation. Testimony and preparation. Now, I'm also going to talk about the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11, but it's not typically in the context that a lot of people think of. They think of the two witnesses as Moses and Elijah and so forth. God doesn't raise the dead up to do things like this. This is not part of his plan, but his plan has always been around two huge people groups. One, the Israelis, the Jews from the nation of Israel, and it goes for 3,500 years from Abraham on forward. And these are his people, good, bad, or indifferent. He calls them stiff-necked. He has all kinds of names for them, but still he loves them, and he says, "You're my testimony to the nations." And then they introduced Jesus Christ. They brought him, and the Lord brought him into the world through the line of the Jews. And people began to get what we call saved. They began to follow Jesus. And these people became the church. And the church is people. It's not a building. It's not a teaching. It's not all these things that we may think of, a bunch of forms and rituals and so forth. It is the person of Jesus Christ indwelling his saints, indwelling his people. And what does that make his people? You have to follow this reasoning. His people are his testimony and his witness on the earth. People should be able to look at the church and see people that love one another, that love Jesus, and that are a testimony of his life working itself out in them. So, with that, I want to go back to Revelation 11, because you very well could be chosen, if you're a Christian, if you're born again, you could be chosen to be one of those witnesses, because We're talking corporate. We're not talking two people sitting on a bench in a park. Not Moses, not Elijah. We're talking about two people that they happen to call two olive trees and two lampstands. You ever heard of a person called two olive trees? No, I haven't. Or two lampstands? Well, in this particular case, that's what they're called. And so let me read this for a little bit. The angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple and the altar and those who worship there, but leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it. And they will tread the holy city for 42 months, and for those of you who know prophecy, that's a 3.5-year period. And he says, I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. I don't like the sackcloth part, but anyway, can't have everything, right? There are two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in the same manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the day of their prophecy. They have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth and all the plagues." So for those of you who think we're a bunch of wilting violets here, I wouldn't say that's exactly the case. We're empowered to be witnesses in the last days. Now, I'm going to switch over here to talk about the first of those witnesses, which we find in Revelation chapter 11. And I thought I had it on here. Okay, I'll look for it while we have a break. Thank you.
The Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. My guest, Dean McGriff. We'll be back after the break. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Thanks. Perfect.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi. I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth Program, 1360KHNC.com for the podcasts. And we're going to continue with my guest, Dean McGriff. Hey, Dean, it's you're going, man.
All righty. Thank you very much. I'm not going to read this whole chapter. It's chapter 11 of Romans. But I mention it so that you can go back and check this. There's a lot involved in this, so I'm just going to be brief on this. But in this chapter, Israel is referred to as the olive tree. And it talks about us, if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted among them, and with that particular root, and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Now, this is a wonderful verse because it talks about our being grafted in to the olive tree, which is Israel. And there's more in there. It just warns us not to get haughty, not to get... We've always had a little bit of a feisty relationship with Israel and the nation of Israel and the Jews. And here it pretty much says, hey, don't get too proud because you are part of them. Now, the other thing, I'm just going to mention this, and that is, so here we have the Israel is referred to as the olive tree. So it's not any person, it's a nation, it's a group. Two signifies a group. If you go into Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you find the letter to the seven churches of Asia. And each church, it starts with, at the very beginning with Smyrna, Ephesus, and ends with Philadelphia and Laodicea and a bunch of them. But they are referred to as the lampstands. So the churches are definitely the lampstands. So what we have here is we have two corporate entities. Now, the reason I mention this is, again, I'm going to make a case in a very unusual way. I don't really care about the matter of the pre-trib rapture, post-trib rapture, in a sense. The reason I care most about it is, why would God remove half of his testimony from the earth? Because we are his testimony. And this is, I think, the word that you get from the Bible. Now, those of you who are real familiar with this, you know that in chapter 7 of Revelation, it talks about Israel, and it talks about 144,000 of all of the tribes of the children of Israel are sealed. But I'll bet that a lot of you don't realize that there's another reference to 144,000, and that is in chapter 14 of Revelation. So this first group represents Israel and the 12 tribes, and they're all listed right there. Now, we go over to chapter 14, and you see the same group, but it's the 12 apostles representing the church, and those that have their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb, and this is the church. We can see this throughout. There's this dichotomy of the two, because they are the testimony of Jesus. You go to Revelation 15:3, and you see these two groups. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. So you have two groups. One, Israel singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the church singing the song of the Lamb. So it's definitely referring to these. You go to the New Jerusalem, and you find a city whose foundations are the tribes of Israel, and the doors are the apostles, 12 apostles. And so, in fact, what we're looking at is a gigantic people house. And it's this house. This represents Jesus. You go into Ephesians, and it talks about, you know, Christ is all and in all through the church, showing the manifold wisdom of God. So we're talking about people. We're not talking about buildings. We're not talking about even a New Jerusalem, which is a building, you would think, but no, it's a people house. So why, I would ask then, would we go into the most relevant part of all of human history, which is the return of Jesus Christ, and all of a sudden remove all of the Christians from the earth through this thing called the pre-trib rapture? Frankly, it doesn't make any sense. I was telling a brother one time, I said, why would he take out his A-team? you know, these are the people that have labored, you know, with Jesus their whole life, and they are, in fact, his testimony, or they certainly should be. And so that is one of the things, and you, dear listener, may very well be one of those. You're called among all of the people on the earth, you're called to be a testimony of Jesus Christ on the earth. We're his physical representation to the people of the earth, and they'll know us by our love for one another and all the other characteristics that should be and have been mentioned throughout the Bible as the characteristics of the church and the people of God. So that's one thing that I find to be very, very, very important and critical, crucial to understanding prophecy, that we, in conjunction with Israel, are his testimony on the earth. And the word for testimony in Greek is martyria. We're the martyred ones. So it may not be a lot of fun, but it will be glorious. I don't know how to explain that any better. But, you know, don't feel too bad, because eternity is a long time, and that's what we have to look forward to. So there we have a different, and I hope you will catch this, because a different approach as to why Israel and the church. I was sharing this with a cantor of a synagogue in Buenos Aires, and he started crying when I told him that we would stand together in the end. And he said, you guys usually don't stand with us, but that's wonderful if you would. And I think that this is something that's so critical for us as we realize our relationship with one another and our brother, the brotherhood of Jewish people. And it's not to say that they don't need to meet the Messiah. They do. But we together make up what God is doing on the earth, and the whole plan has had to do with that. The next thing we're going to talk about is a matter of preparation. It's really, really important for us to think, you know, when Joseph was there in jail, he was in prison with Pharaoh and the Egyptians, and the Pharaoh had a dream, and he dreamed about some words appearing on a wall, and he called Joseph in, and he said, Joseph, what does this mean? Pulled him out of prison. And he said, well, it means that we're going to have 7 years of famine, and we're going to have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And we have to use those 7 years of plenty in order to get ready. Now, I don't know how many years we have left, but I would say we're probably in the years of plenty right now, and we should be getting ready spiritually, physically, corporately, and in every other way, because it would be kind of silly not to. If you look at what the Bible talks about in the tribulation, is talking about, I read some of these yesterday, the wars, the rumors of wars, pestilence, famine, you know, COVID 3, 4, 5, you know, whoever knows how many they're going to have. But it's going to be really, really rough. There's going to be father turning against son, and son against father, and mother against daughter, and so forth. And we're in a world that's going topsy-turvy right now. We don't respect law. We don't respect God. And, you know, whatever you are, whether you're a girl, a boy, or anything in between, it's gone nuts. So we're going to be the outcasts of the world because we stand for just the simplicity of Christ and his work in us. And that's not going to make us real popular to the woke, as they say. One of the things that I want to go into a little bit is what happens when the world goes crazy? What happens when the lights go out? What happens when the ATM machines don't work and there's no money in there? We have a pretty good idea what happens because we've been watching for the last 10 or 15 years or so when something happens in a city and people get upset and they start burning their own city, burning their stores, burning their houses, shooting each other and doing all kinds of crazy things that they wouldn't have done 20 or 30 years ago. Once the tribulation occurs, and we're talking about the worst tribulation, as it says in chapter 24 of Matthew, the worst tribulation the world has ever seen. What is the worst tribulation the world has ever seen? They've seen a lot of bad things happen, but this is going to be the worst. And that's really kind of gives us pause as we think about what that may mean to us. And so we want to be prepared to stand and be a testimony and prepared to even offer up our lives if that's what is required. There is a time when the Antichrist says you take the mark of the beast or you can't buy or sell. So those people may be hauled off in the trundle carts and on their way to the guillotine or something like that. Not a very pretty sight, but what have Christians done down through history? They have given their lives for the Lord that gave his life for them. So it's a privilege, and we have to begin to look at it that way and look at the idea that if Jesus comes back in our lifetime, there's going to be a heavy price to pay. The people who really know him, they're the sheep, and the people who say they do but really don't, they're the goats, and there's a separation that takes place. There's a separation. They talk about the wheat and the chaff. The wheat is good. You can eat it. It's nourishing, but the chaff is worth nothing. So, again, this is separated. So people are going to fall into two categories, the category of persecutor and the persecuted, and it's going to require that we be mature in the Lord, that we know him, we know his voice, we're his sheep, he's the shepherd, and we hear him, and we do what he tells us to do, and we have a relationship with him. So keep this in mind. This is actually very serious, and the sad thing is that we never hear about these things in our churches because the pastors may consider it too scary for people, and they might lose their people. So, you know, it's a very awesome thing to fall in the hands of a living God, but we'll do it.
And we'll be back. Podcasts for the Present Truth are on 1360KHNC.com. My guest for today, Dean McGriff.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care.
Welcome back to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, my guest, Dean McGriff. Yesterday, middle of the program, I asked Dean, I said, hey, would you be willing to stay another day? And he said he'd enjoy it. And he didn't have a schedule, so I just asked him during the break if he'd stay until Friday, and he said that he could do that. And so he'll probably be here till Friday. Okay, just kidding, just kidding. To a certain individual, we wanted to pull a little trick on you. So... So yesterday you could do it, but today I was going to, before I said anything to you, I should have just done it without you even knowing.
Oh, yeah. That would have shocked
me. That would have shocked you too.
In more ways than one.
Okay.
So anyway, one of the things I talked about yesterday, and I just wanted to reemphasize, is that every generation needs to read about Bible prophecy. And I can't stress this enough, because everything that comes from the Lord is by revelation. It comes to us by revelation, and it's revealed by the Lord, and it's revealed fresh to each generation. And as a matter of fact, as I mentioned, you know, we've done our best to interpret prophecy, but we're always doing it through the lens of what's happening right now. And if these are the last days, then he will reveal it to us, as it says in the last chapter of Daniel. Excuse me. So, that said, what I want to talk about now, I'm not talking about being a prepper or storing up everything so that we can avoid the guillotine, you know. But on the other hand, there are some principles that we need to keep in mind. When the lights go out, especially in a civilization like ours that's so dependent upon all the benefits that we have, the refrigerators and the stoves and the washers and the dryers and the cars and the air conditioners and all that, if we didn't have that, what would happen in the first day? In the first day, the grocery stores would be emptied, and we're not talking just theoretically, because this is what happens when a crisis occurs. The grocery stores go empty in the first day or two, and then if after about a week, after they pick through everything they can pick through, the gangs of hoodlums will start going house to house and taking what they want and maybe eliminating people they don't like. So not to scare you or anything like that, but the studies, and I've read a study, one was done by Newt Gingrich's committee when he was the Speaker of the House. He had a study done asking, you know, what would happen if we had a shutdown? You know, we could have a power outage that's just caused by transformer failure or somebody hacking us or an EMP going off or even a very, very strong sunspot activity will shut down the grid, which means our cars wouldn't work. Nothing in the house electric would work. There'd no be no TV, no radio, no internet, no nothing. And in that, it says in the first week, X number of people would die in the second week and so forth. But by the end of the first year, 90% of the people would be dead because they weren't not only weren't ready, but they were in harm's way. It also says in Matthew 24 and other places, it says, when you see these things happening, flee to the mountains. And you know, it's something to consider. I know a lot of people that have fled California just because they're a bunch of crazies, but just because it's a kind of a dangerous place. We have more homeless than you can shake a stick at. And it's kind of scary walking down the street someday. But what we need to do is be ready so that we can still have an opportunity to share the Lord Jesus with people. There's no better way to engage someone than ask them, do you think we're living in the last days? And 9 times out of 10, you're going to have an honest answer. And people are going to say, yeah, it kind of seems that way. Things are kind of getting kind of scary out there. The economy's no good. The people are flooding across the border, and nations are arming, and they're starting to fight each other. And we've had pestilence, so to speak, with COVID. We have food shortages, and all these things are facing us. And so that's plenty. But as not just to say that do we see these things begin to happen, but they are predicted in the Bible. It says you will have wars, rumors of wars. You'll have famine, pestilence, and people turning against one another, and the love of many growing cold, and so forth. So we have that kind of a situation, and if you want to be effective and survive and be able to share with other people, it might behoove you to consider just some small steps. You don't have to go out and buy a 100-acre ranch and start growing a ton of food. You need a 20 by 20 garden in the backyard or something like that just to get you over the hump so that you can survive another day and be able to share the Lord. Because after all, that's what I said in the first half, that we are to be the testimony of the Lord, and in a time when, you know, everybody's against us, being a testimony is going to be pretty extraordinary. I mean, who are these people that are that are saying, you know, hey, it doesn't matter that the world's falling apart. What matters is our relationship with Jesus and where we spend eternity. So please don't be afraid. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so often people begin to think about these things, including people in my own family, I have to confess, and they get all kind of in a twitter about this. Well, if it's going to happen, A, it's going to happen, and B, There isn't anything we can do about it. And C, it'll be a glory to the Lord as it has been for the last 2,000 years because the plight of Christians has not always been really good. A lot of persecution over the years. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs and other things, and you'll see. But this is just a test for us to see whether our hope is in this world or in the next one. And that's what the Lord wants. He put us down here, and we're in a trial run, and it'll determine our eternal destiny. So I think we all want to be with the Lord and grow in Him and in one another. And we're going to come back a little bit, and Rick and I are going to just talk about things, and I think you'll find that interesting. We've known each other many years. We have tons of things in common, and we're excited about what's coming down.
And with that, we've been friends for over 45 years. And with that, podcast, 1360khnc.com, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. We'll be back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
Okay, on Sunday, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon, every Sunday. And then again, a podcast for the Olive Tree Ministry is on 1360khnc.com. My guest, Dean McGriff. All right, Dean, you're talking about the logical, practical things to do with prepping or mini prepping. Not so much massive prepping.
Not massive.
Mini prepping.
Just enough so that we can live to fight another day. And that's what we want to do. the reason I started out talking about the rapture is that's escapism, in my opinion. And we don't want to escape. We want to be here. We want to be able to make a difference. And we want to bring as many people as we can into his kingdom. And it's a life or death matter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And really now on programs, we know that we're at the end of the age. We're at the end of that time before Christ's return. Even many Christians are not really conscious that this is really happening,
right,
that we are in the birth pains in Matthew 24. They're in denial. They don't want to believe it. And they don't want to entertain it, like you were saying earlier. It's a heavy matter. But there's a time of transition.
Yeah.
We've got to transition firstly mentally. If you can't transition mentally, you're not going to transition in any other way.
That's right. I mean, the fact of the matter is that I said yesterday that this subject is hardly even discussed in churches today. Wow. If we're at the end of the age and the end of all time and Jesus is about ready to come back again, I think we'd be excited and want to tell people and want to be a part of that. To me, it's the most exciting time, and it always has been, to be alive. And I don't want to escape. I want to be there. And if at all possible, I may not make it to the end, but because I'm not getting any younger, but that's okay. We're here. We're drafted in a sense in his army. We're drafted in his family, in his eternal body, and we just rejoice in what he's going to do.
Yep, and we've been mustered.
Yep.
There will come a time. King David made a mistake of numbering all the children of Israel to see how big that army was. But in the time that we're in, Christ said that he would muster his people to engage in this coming conflict with an invisible kingdom,
mm-hmm,
with the prince of the power of the air and all of the forces of darkness and mankind and the evil within mankind, the wicked, the children like John. In the first epistle of John, there's the children of the devil, there's,
yep,
the children of God, and there would be a face-off. And Christians don't realize that there is an occult war that we are already in. It's going to continue to develop.
It's really an invisible war. We see it every now and then on our streets, but we don't think about it. We don't want to think about it in those terms, but it really is. I mean, if you think about the evil that has surfaced just in the last 10 years or so, I mean, we're looking at things that we never thought we would see on our televisions, on the streets. It's kind of scary for a lot of people, but we shouldn't be faint of heart because we have the answer. We are the answer.
Yeah. The Lord, you know, Christ presented a thought, something very dynamic to mankind, eternal salvation. And it was very simple. Believe in me, you will have eternal life. And this is the responsibility of the children of God. I don't say churches, and you and I are both in the same thought pattern. Churches means buildings and assemblies and things like that. No, we're a family. We're a group of people. We're a farm, we're a field of people who have Jesus Christ in them. And like we were talking yesterday, earlier in the program, you were saying something about, it equates to this point, that we have the active presence of God in us.
Amen.
Christ is in us. We may not be active, we may not be aware of it, but he is always active in us. He is always moving. He is always speaking to us.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most exciting things about being a Christian is we see people's lives absolutely changed. Some people that just turn around 180 degrees and they go from being a very bad person to being a very good person. And you know, that's not something that, you know, we can fake. We can't turn it on and turn it off. That relationship is something that I've had in my life for 60-some years, and I don't know what I'd do without it. I love the Lord. I love that every day it's so exciting, and why would anybody not? But if perchance you don't know, just ask him. Say, if you're real, show yourself to me. If you're real, yeah, make it known. Talk to me. And he will. I've been around enough to know that he'll do that. So challenge him. Whatever your concerns are, God wants to have a relationship with you.
Yeah. And for those that are not believers, the Lord Jesus is waiting, knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Just open the door. For those that are believers and that are like the prodigal, that have become the prodigal son in their experience, just come back. He's waiting, and the fatted calf is available for you. So, okay, this will be our last segment coming up. The podcast for today's program, all programs, are on 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present Truth, along with all the other hosts on the podcast section.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, man, we're done. Program is just about over, and my guest, Dean McGriff, and I think we've had a great time. We've had a great time, Dean. We spent a couple of days together fellowshipping. We're not Pentecostals. We didn't fellowship to 2 a.m, but we did fellowship from early morning to 7 o'clock last night. And dinner together a couple, 3 times, and it's been fabulous. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
We connect over the years occasionally, but this time Dean was coming from the Midwest to California, back to California, Sacramento, and we got to spend quality time, great time together. So I appreciate it.
Oh, I do too. And, you know, you just can't – if you're in this, you're in it – with other people. And that's the best part about it, because we're not alone. We have a family. We have people that we can go through things together, talk things over, and it's just fabulous.
Yeah. And, you know, some Christians all Christians should have purpose. They all should have direction. But the direction that really, like you've been talking about, the Christian people need to begin to pay attention to the time, the signs of the time, the signs of the times. We have Alex Jones on, you know, before and after the program later today. This man is introducing the sign of the times, like you were saying, wars. You know, there's conflict everywhere. There's hunger. There's now starvation. There's pestilence. Mm-hmm. There's disease, man-made disease, natural disease. Mm. And these are the signs of the times. We have, you know, many, many things.
Yep.
And the Christians, I feel like we've talked about, they really need to pay attention, because no matter whether you agree or disagree, we are in a time where every human being is going to have to transition from a time of maybe peace to war, from plenty to nothing, feast to famine. Mm-hmm. We're in a time of transition.
You know, we're always thinking about, oh, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? What am I going to be when I grow up and everything like that? But if you think about it, if we were created by God, what does God want out of this? Well, he wants a people that will love him, respect him, adore him, have a relationship with him, talk to other people, this is God's eternal purpose, is to have a gigantic family, just a big old family where, you know, we all can love one another and love our Creator and just go through and spend the rest of eternity just enjoying it more and more every day.
And before eternity, God has given us his life, and he said that he would give us life and life abundant.
Amen, that's right.
And my life has been abundant.
Yeah,
yours has been abundant.
Amen.
I would not trade my life for anything.
Mm-mm.
No, ups and downs, good, bad, whatever, it's been the top.
Amen, that's for sure.
Right.
Amen.
God bless you, Dean. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you and all you listeners. Just get out there and do it.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow. Let's visit again tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 1360KHNC.com for the podcast. We'll visit tomorrow. We'll see what's happening. Rick Rodriguez.
That is really fun.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.